Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. He said, I thirst. Yet he made the rivers. He made the waters. But folks, let me tell you something. First, I just want to say this is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Block Talk Radio. And I just want to give God the honor and the glory and the praise today. Father, I just want to lift up my voice as a trumpet to you. Let my voice penetrate the heavens like band of fire. Let it penetrate the heavens. Let it fly past the principalities and the powers in high places. Let it my prayers reach. Let my voice reach you as a band of fire, Lord God, in Jesus' name. I just want to bless everyone that that is listening today and everyone that will listen in the future. Today is June 26th. 2020, and I just want to give God the honor and the glory and the praise from where he has brought me from. I am recovering from thyroid surgery. Actually had two surgeries. And let me tell you something. I'm going through something that I've never thought that I would go through in my entire life. on top of what's happening with the pandemic and everything else, it is a tough season for me. But you know, God is good to me. God is good to us. And you know, the Lord said, you know, the enemy come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I come to give life and to give it more abundantly. And even if my voice, I'm now getting back my voice. You know, my voice is getting stronger. When I just came out of the last surgery, I could hardly speak. But God is good, and the enemy is not going to silence me. I pray. I proclaim victory over my voice, and I proclaim victory over my body and over everyone out there who is suffering from one form of illness or the other. And I proclaim that, you know, there is victory. There is victory in Jesus. I remember, you know, I didn't even mean to give this little reveal on what's happening, but, you know, as I lay on the hospital bed, you know, really, really wondering what's going on, you know, the enemy came to taunt me, and the, you know, I heard in my spirit, you're defeated, and I lay there, and then all of a sudden I said, you're a liar. Get thee behind me, Satan. I am victorious in Jesus. I am victorious in Jesus' name. And I started praying like I've never prayed before. You know, the enemy come to kill, to steal, and to destroy, to kick you down further when you're down. But let me tell you something. We serve a living God. We serve a God that is powerful. We serve a God unlike no other gods. He is the God of God and the Lord of lords. You know, he is the one that raised us up this morning and give me the voice to be able to speak, and my voice will glorify God. My voice will honor God. My voice will magnify the living God. And I just want to give you honor and glory and praise tonight, Lord, for where you have brought me from and where you're going to take me. And I honor you. Tonight, I honor you, Father. This message is because of you, is to honor you and to glorify your name. So today, I just want to talk on something that the Lord showed me while I am here recovering, and I'm lying on my bed just meditating on the Word of God and on Him, and these are things that He's revealed to me. So these revelations are not my own, but they are of the Father's. So this topic tonight is a continuation from my last message, and it's called "Do Not Eat of the Fruit of the Tree of Knowledge of Good and Evil." So, folks, do you know who is the tree of knowledge of good and evil? And simultaneously, do you know who is the tree of life? Well, we know that Lucifer, Satan, is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Lucifer, the fallen angel. And I'm just going to read what I've written. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil is filled with fruit. And we have the fruit of the Spirit, and we have the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So tonight we are going to talk on the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And in the tree of knowledge of good and evil is Lucifer, better known as Satan. Father, before I even start this message, I'm just asking that your Holy Spirit be with me, and I'm asking that you cover me with the blood of Yeshua, and you send your angels to surround me and to protect me, and that you put a hedge of protection around me and my family as I speak on this message, and that you speak through me, Lord, in Jesus' name. So the tree of knowledge of good and evil is filled with all sorts of fruits. And this fruit, if we read Galatians chapter 5, Galatians chapter 5, beginning with verse 20, tells us that some of the fruits, and these are just but a little bit of the fruit, that are being grown, that are being harvested, that mankind still eat from this tree of knowledge of good and evil. Let me just scroll down a little bit here. Let me just go back up and recap from what I spoke of last week. The tree of knowledge of God and even Lucifer. Lucifer is very knowledgeable of the goodness of God, but he refuses to honor the Father. Lucifer have knowledge. He knows the goodness of God. He knows who God is. And he have knowledge of good, but he refuses to do good and he refuses to honor Father. And he's the author of all things evil. Therefore, he is a tree of knowledge of good and evil. He is wise in his deceptions towards the children of God, towards the sons of God, towards the children of man. He combines good with evil, truth with lies, love with hate, and everything has been turned upside down in order to hide his plans from the Lord, to hide his plans from man. He cannot really hide his plans from the Lord, but he can hide his plans from man. This computer is very hot on me. So we see that the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve was told not to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And automatically people think that this is a literal tree that has fruit. And everybody think that Eve picked this apple and she bit the apple and she gave it to her husband. And all of a sudden they found themselves naked and ashamed. And Eve found herself pregnant. And God started warning Eve that her desire is to be to her husband and her husband only. And her seed shall crush the seed of the serpent, and in pain and suffering she shall bring forth fruit, children from her womb. And then they were driven out of the garden. All of a sudden, Eve picked, and Eve said that the tree was a tree, was one to be desired. Who talks about a tree this way, that, oh, I desire this tree, and all of a sudden you eat of the fruit and you find yourself being pregnant? And your Heavenly Father is warning you about babies and all of that, and telling you that your desire should be to your husband only. Now, why? Why would the Lord jump from them eating the fruit to babies and husband, and your desire, you should honor your husband, or your desire should be your husband? There is something more of this scripture. So, as I sought the Lord for truth in all things, as I sought God, and I said, Father, One day, it's been something that I've been seeking the Lord on. So just this one day, I'm sitting on the train on my way from work, and I'm meditating, I'm reading the Word of God, and I'm meditating. And I said, Father, what was it that Lucifer tempted Eve with? What was it that Eve was tempted with? And the Father showed me that Eve was tempted with adultery, with having, procreating with, like, the animals, was having young ones, and Lucifer was tempting Eve. He said, look, all the animals are procreating, they're having young babies, they're having young ones, you can be like them, you can be like gods, knowing good and evil, the gods, you could be like Lucifer and the other fallen angels, knowing good and evil. Lucifer is a tree of knowledge of good and evil. And Eve said, but the Lord said, we shall not, even be communicating with the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But you know what? The serpent was the first being or animal that was possessed by the spirit of Lucifer. Just like Peter had, Lucifer, like Satan, was speaking to Peter when he rebuked the Lord, when the Lord said he was going to the cross. And the Lord looked at Peter and said, Satan, get thee behind me, you're an offense to me. He wasn't calling Peter Satan. Lucifer was speaking to Satan, just like Lucifer was speaking to the serpent in the garden to encourage Eve to dishonor God's commandment by laying with having children by Lucifer. He was a beautiful, beautiful angel in the Garden of Eden. And that's why Eve said, the Bible said that it was a tree to be desired, just like Jesus Christ is a tree of life. Jesus Christ is described as the tree of life. Lucifer is described as the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So this is just a little recap of what I spoke on last time. So Lucifer, the fallen angel, is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He's filled with all sort of fruits. If you read Galatians chapter 5, some of the fruits of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, adultery, which, strangely enough, this is what Eve did. Eve committed adultery with the wicked one, with Lucifer. And that was the result of Cain. The Bible tells us, Cain was of the wicked one. He wasn't numbered among the children of Adam. So one of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, some of the fruits are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, fear, anxiety, and such like. You name it, I can go on forever and ever. So these are some of the few fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. These are some of the works of the devil, in other words. And, the Bible said that Eve eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and she gave to her husband, and she went, and her husband knew, Adam knew, that the Lord showed me, Adam knew what Eve was doing, and she put it by her husband, and her husband agreed with her to have children and to go in and literally have fornication with Lucifer, and then Eve gave of herself to her husband. And that's how everything just started. And the Bible saying she gave of her husband and he eat. She gave herself to her husband after she already had sex with Lucifer. And this is what started the whole thing of sin and disobedience to the Most High God, because the Lord God gave us commandment. So now, when our mother Eve yielded to the temptations of Lucifer, man fell from perfection to corruption, and all the generations that follow continue to deteriorate to the state we are in today. All because we continue to disobey God's commandment and break his laws. Folks, God gave us commandment way back in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve had commandment not to communicate, not to take counsel of the wicked one, of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And they broke the commandment. And we continue today to break God's commandment. God gave us 10 commandments, plus all the statutes and precepts, sayings and sayings and words of the Father and the Son in the Bible. But we go wrong twisting the word of God, just like Satan said to Eve. Did God really say that? He doesn't really mean it that way. He just meant that in the day that you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not surely die, but you shall be like God, knowing good and evil. So, first, that was a lie straight out of a pit of hell, and that was Satan. That was Satan belittling, encouraging Eve to break God's commandment. That was Satan changing up the wording of the commandment of the living God. And so like today, many are changing up, especially many today they know somebody commit murder. Everybody was like, oh, this one murdered somebody. Thou shalt not kill. Everybody know that's a no-no. That's a big thing. You're immediately stigmatized. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not commit fornication. Everybody know. They're talking about you. If you commit adultery, if you commit fornication, if you kill, if you're a hater, if you bow down to images and idols, which is another one of God's commandments, you know, if you tell lies, you know, all of these are against commandments that God told us, you know, if we go to Exodus chapter 20. And one of the commandments, the fourth commandment, is remember. This is the only commandment where the Lord God said to remember something. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall walk, and the seventh day you shall rest. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And this is a commandment that the whole Christian community refuse to honor the Sabbath day, because everybody put in their own spin on the Sabbath, just like Lucifer did. Did God really say that? He doesn't really mean it like that. Everybody is saying the same thing, almost everybody. Oh, did God really say to keep the Sabbath? God doesn't really mean it like that. Oh, it's for the Jews. It was for the house of Israel. Oh, you can keep any day you want. No, those are still the same old lies, repackaged over and over for every generation, that Lucifer is encouraging to pastors and through our flesh. Lucifer is encouraging everyone to disobey God's commandment. And folks, I'm encouraging you to keep God's commandment, every single one of them, the way he said we should keep them. Not according to our own understanding, not according to what we think we know, not according to our belief, not according to what anyone say, but according to what God say, exactly as he said. We are to keep his commandment. Doesn't matter what your pastor say. What God say is what's important. So, man fell from perfection to corruption, and all the generations that followed continued to deteriorate to the state we are in today, all because we continue to disobey God's commandment and break his laws, thus encouraging sin and death into our lives and the world. Our world and lives will not get better until we repent from our lawlessness and start trusting in Yeshua and walk in faith in him daily. Father, Lord, give us a double portion of the faith of Yeshua, and help us to walk according to your word, according to your commandments, according to your sayings and not the sayings of the enemy. Help us to walk by faith in you daily and not by sight, nor by what the world say, have to say or do. And, you know, not as the world thinks. Folks, the wages of sin is death. And sin started how? In the Garden of Eden? Through disobedience of the commandment of God. To disobedience of his law. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life to Jesus Christ. Folks, sin is the disobedience of God's law. 1 John 3:4 tells us, whosoever commits sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is a transgression of the law. The scripture also tells us that if we break one of the commandments, we are guilty of breaking the entire law. So don't you think that if you break one of the commandment, the Sabbath day, that you are guilty of transgressing the entire law? Read it for yourself. 1 John 3:4. You can go ahead and read the whole chapter, 1 John chapter 3. Whosoever commits sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. So let us continue, folks. Let us continue to honor the Most High God. The Lord God, you know, said to me, let me just read it. But I'm going to read some more of what, hopefully I can get all of this out of the way. Adam and Eve were told that in the day that they eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they shall surely die. Now mankind began to die a spiritual and physical death. Spiritual and physical death. Twice dead plucked up by the root. Because those of us who refuse to honor God's law and commandment, we are not only going to die physically, but we are going to die spiritually. So we are to honor God and keep his commandment, do what he asks us to do. And, Yeshua said that, and the Bible said, that his commandments are not grievous. The man began to die a physical and spiritual death because we broke the commandment of Creator God, which told us not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor believe his lies, Lucifer's lies. Mankind continue to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. We take ungodly counsel from friends, family, preachers, teachers, doctors, when they come up with bad report, and we don't take counsel. We don't take on, the gifts of God. What Jesus Christ did, Yeshua die to leave us. He left. He said, I come to give life, but then we come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. So we need to take hold of the abundant of life that Christ came to give us, abundant of health, abundant of healing, abundant of the love of the Father, abundant of mercy and of truth and of peace and of joy. And we have to remember to walk in these things, to walk them out every single day, and to remember, Lord, help us to remember to walk in your word every day. Help us to remember to walk by faith and not by sight, because your word says it's impossible to please you without faith. So our mother Eve ate of the fruit of adultery from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and her husband Adam agreed to this act. What was the lie told to Adam and Eve? That they will be like God, that they will never die. And the lie was that they can be procreators, creating their own offspring by Eve, which will be the mother of Lucifer's child. Thus Eve believed and conceived Cain, the son of the wicked one. 1 John 3:12 tells us that Cain was of that wicked one, and he slew his brother. And so why did he slew his brother? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. So that's what Lucifer is doing right now. He's slaying his brothers. He's slaying as many as he can slay today in the flesh, because his work is evil, and the children of God with Jesus Christ die, spill his blood, so that we might have life and have it more abundantly in him. We are righteous in Christ. Satan hates that, so he continued to slay the children of man over and over and over. We are being slain by the wicked one. We've been lied to. We've been hated by the wicked one through all sort of wickedness that the enemy is doing to us. And because of the fruit that we are eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness. Uncleanness could be homosexuality, could be sexual perversion, lasciviousness. We continue to lavish ourselves into the things and the flesh, the things of this world and the flesh. Idolatry, we love things and we love the creation rather than the creator. Many are indulged in witchcraft and necromancy and voodoo, and many are, many hate each other. There's so much hate in the world today, black against white, white against black, and vice versa, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envy, and murders. Oh God, there's so much killing and so much death in the world, so much sicknesses and diseases that cause fear and anxiety. Okay, this brings me to the end of my program. I can't speak for too long, but on my next message, I will talk about continue this message. What was Eve's temptation? I will continue that. And folks, Jesus loves you very much. If you haven't done this, if you haven't repent of your sins, repent of your lawlessness, repent of breaking the commandments of God, and just started honoring Him and every single commandment that He say to honor, exactly as He say, because many are still repeating what the enemy put on in Eve's mind back in the Garden of Eden. You know, did God really say? Did God say? You know, Satan said to Eve, did God say? You know? Did God say you shouldn't eat this? He doesn't really mean it that way. And this is today, you're hearing the same thing about the Sabbath day. Did God really say this? He doesn't really mean it like that. We can do whatever we want. No, it's not written in the pages of the Bible, and it's not so. So, I love you all in Christ, and I will speak to you next time. You know, this brings me to the end of this episode. Love you.